prosperity belong to the body of Christ? The Lord Jesus Christ, you turn to our text in 2 Corinthians, the Lord Jesus Christ paid for prosperity that we might be prosperous. 2 Corinthians, turn to the text, 2 Corinthians, chapter 8. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus died for the church to be prosperous in every way. We're talking about financial prosperity. We've covered some territory that can dissipate any question you may have. Is it the Lord's will for me to prosper? One of the things we've dealt with is that God's laws of prosperity is different than the world's system of prosperity. And to God's children, money cometh. To the world system, you have to go after money. Now, that's a vast difference, if you can see that, you see. See, as God's children, as you work his system, get in on his financial program, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, money cometh. And it opened my eyes that we don't have to go after it. We have to take care of our, and I'll probably talk about it some tomorrow night, our jobs and opportunities that God give us to be promoted. But by the same token, money cometh. And that's God's laws of prosperity. And prosperity belongs to every believer, every child of God. You should be prospering in your life and prospering in every way, in your soul, in your spirit, in your body, and in your financial setting. Amen? Amen? So in these 2 weeks, this prosperity revival, we never heard it before. I've talked to my guests, and we even never heard the word, and we've traveled extensively. If you put us all together, we've been in quite a few states. We never heard of a prosperity revival. Just those words, prosperity revival. That's what I heard him say that night. That's what this is. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. And then he tell us what, why. He who was rich became poor, and he tell us why. Jesus who was rich became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Now the word rich, don't let it bother you. Rich means having a full supply. Now, I say this every night, and I need to say it again. The body of Christ has suffered tremendously by being ignorant of the fact, or just by being tight-watts and trying to hold on to a little something, you know, for the rainy day, and talk about how money fly away. Money really flies, you know. And we're trying to change your sights about this thing. There's a spiritual side of this thing that if you handle it properly, money cometh to you to fulfill the covenant that the Father made with our father Abraham. See? Now here he says Jesus became, and we established the fact that Jesus was not poor. Those of you who have been here in these meetings, you should be fully convinced tonight that poor little Jesus that they have painted to us over the years is not necessarily so. Because I said the master ruled over nature. He never had a situation he could not afford that came up in his life. Actually, when he left heaven, because of his walk of faith and because of him being led by the Spirit of God and operating in spiritual things, he still was rich. If you have the wisdom of God and the understanding of God and the knowledge of God and the favor of God, you're rich. Because God will see to it that you be blessed in every form and every fashion. Amen? So we see that Jesus became poor when he died on the cross. Stripped himself not only of his mighty glory and power, but he stripped himself of his ability to maneuver in the realm of the Spirit as the classical Son of God. Notice that statement. As the classical Son of God. If anybody was a classical Son of God, Jesus was. And he was the firstborn. And after that, many brethren. And that's us. But he was setting us a classical example of how a believer or how a child of God should live, what really belonged to us, and prosperity, physical, financially prosperity, is ours. Now, we talked about Jesus didn't have this and didn't have that, but he really didn't, he was a traveling evangelist. And he knew he was only here for a little while, 3 years. You don't build a house, you know you're just going to be here 3 years. I don't believe I was building none either. Be here 3 years, don't need no house. He knew he was just passing through here, and he was going on back to the Father's house. But he came down here to tell us how to live. Those 3 years, he showed us every angle, how to be blessed and how to draw from the wealth of the Father. Now, if you're going to prosper, you're going to have to eradicate. You're going to have to eradicate all the thoughts and all the ideas that you have had of barely getting by. Scraping, family ties that have told you, been passed down to you, brokenness has been passed down to you from generation to generation. There's such a word. Your ancestors was broke, you broke, your nanan broke, your pa ran broke, everybody visited the house broke, so they talk about being broke. So everybody has a broke mentality and have not read the Bible. Find out what the Lord said about it. And they quote this scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, full of want. And they use that scripture, and it's a nice quote. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not, in the night, I shall not want. Wonderfully said, but very few enjoying it. You know, we talked over that in 1 Samuel, chapter 22, in that first and second verse, talking about those 400 men who gathered themselves around David. And the Bible described those men as men who were in distress, debt, and discontentment. Well, my God, you read that today, you're talking about the body of Christ. There's a lot of false, fake prosperity with pretty neckties and nice, shiny women have nice, loud shoes on, but they're just as broke as they can be because they're not following God's financial program. Are you listening to me? We'll find out. Turn to Galatians while I talk. I tell you what, I'm wide open tonight in a different fashion now, you see. Another anointing on me tonight. I'm going to go into depth, you know. I even talk about a classical Jesus tonight. You know, that's not me, that's the Holy Ghost. See, he's a classical Son of God. He's a living example to us, and we ought to follow his example as being classical sons and daughters of God. But we've talked about God's financial laws of prosperity, and we have given you means whereby you can govern yourself to know whether you're operating in God's law of prosperity or you've become greedy behind money and you are just confessing money, and when you get your little bony hands on it, you're going to forget about God. See, and God knows, he knows that, so he has a built-in governor to keep you from getting it and killing yourself. Because if you're not going to stay in his will, you're going to just going to run wild and do a lot of things, buy a lot of things, get full of pride. Nobody can talk to you. Your head wrapped back in the air, and you probably kill yourself. So the Lord's helping you. He's keeping you broke till you get rich in your heart. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth about the whole matter. Don't sound too good, but it's the truth. The governor on this thing is, and I remember when I came to the conclusion of it. Well, matter of fact, I had it all the time. When I don't know if some of these people are born again. That's it. Because when I got born again, I fell in love with Jesus. I when I got born again, I don't want to do nothing to tempt Jesus' name. And I'm quick to repent if I sense something not bringing glory to him. I question some people, if they're really born again, you know, because they just have no reverence for God. I believe people who really saved have respect and reverence for God, and they wanna act right. They want God, you know, they wanna bless God in essence, bless God and please God, keep the Father happy on the throne. They don't run their life like they decide to run their life. So, these four words will tell you where you are. Always keep God. Everybody say that.
Always keep God first.
Oh, you doing it? Listen to that. Listen. Are you doing it? Your mind. If you're going to keep God first, you're going to have to be conscious of God's presence all the time. The consciousness of His presence. The consciousness of His goodness. The consciousness of His provision. The consciousness of He is the one that keeping you breathing. The consciousness of His fact. He is the one that keeping your heart pumping. Nobody else can keep it pumping. Then, another thing that would make you loose God's tide and loose in giving to the program of God is that God owns everything. And I don't own anything. The things that I have, God only permit me to use those things while I'm here on earth. But everything I have belongs to Him. Now, if you cannot get adjusted to that, and then don't lie to yourself because, see, there's something to check you. One of the things to check you is tithe. See, everybody who say they love God and God own everything they have, you're not tithing, you are a flat, bald-faced lie. Right in the presence of God and all His holy angels. You're lying. You're lying in the presence of God. You're lying. You're not telling the truth. Because you're not trusting God. You're really trusting your own little ideas and little mechanisms to put you over. If you trust God, you give God what He told you to do. I know it hurt. I said it so it can hurt. I'm trying to get you on the program of God that you won't be suffering with the rest of these folk with this fake life. You know what I mean by a fake life? False prosperity? You know, loud shirts. Like you left Hawaii and you couldn't go to Hawaii if Hawaii would stop by your house and say, come go with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just dealing with it. Show you in the scripture. We're going to go into some other scripture tonight. You're in Galatia. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I bring mine. I keep them on. Glory to God. How many of you are the first night? Oh, Jesus. Y'all need some tapes. I tell you, I can't cover all this stuff. We have the book will be out pretty soon. We've covered some territory, haven't we?
Yes.
Amen. All right, in Galatians chapter 3, let's read this again. I want to look at it. You listen, I'll read. Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, you have to understand the curse of the law. It's threefold. The curse of the law is sickness, poverty, and the second death. Second death is that you die and you never have a chance to get back right, dying out of Christ. But poverty is one of the curse of the law. Now, it says Christ had redeemed us from, you could say Christ had redeemed us from poverty. So if He redeemed us from poverty, the opposite of poverty is prosperity. So He had redeemed us from poverty and He has redeemed us to prosperity. I heard that for amen. Let me try that one more time. He has redeemed us from poverty, meaning that He has redeemed us to prosperity.
Amen.
See, you need to say amen because it helps you. It opened. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, open your spirit. Because your body will sit there and keep that thing shut. So lie them up a little bit, you know, and get in on this package. Glory to God, I'm enjoying it. It's easy preaching to them boys here. I got my boys here, they're praying, you see. Easy preaching. And we're going to hear some things tonight. Glory to God. You just go ahead on shout when you get ready. That's all right. Wait on. Don't just squeeze and hold on at you. Let her go. Glory to God. Christ has redeemed us. Has. Not going to. Has. Already. Has. Past tense. Redeemed us. Who is us? That's us. Everybody say us. That's me. Glory to God. Christ had redeemed me from poverty. Christ had redeemed me to prosperity. You better talk up for yourself. I'm talking for me. Hallelujah. Say it again. Christ has redeemed me. From poverty.
Poverty.
You're under my feet.
I'm
going on with prosperity. Come on.
I'm going on with
unashamedly.
Because it's not wrong.
Tradition
has lied to me.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Once this stuff get in your inner man, you a blessing going somewhere to happen. You got to let it get down in the inner man. Get past the outer man. Get down in that inner man, that hidden man of the heart. And that thing can become rhema and a revelation to you. I can't even think broke. Let me see. Can't do it. I'm programmed with revelation of God's word in my heart. And that word push it out of my mind. If broke trying to come in there, it meet prosperity and richness and all them big words. Get out of here, bro.
Amen. Praise God.
Are you listening to me? And barely, we're not serving, and you hear that boy singing, we're not serving a barely getting along God. We talked about laying out all the silver and gold, he said, is mine. The earth, the cattle on 1,000 hills. World, and they that dwell in the world. In other words, you know when he said the world and did it, the world in the world, he said, listen, I can talk to anybody and call them to come to you. And do mighty and great things for you. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. And he tells us how now. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessings of who? That the blessings of who?
Abraham.
How many have, you have Abraham in your Bible? That the blessing of Abraham. Abraham. Now, anybody got Isaac right there or somebody else? Who is that rich man and, what they call that rich man in Lazarus? Lazarus was the broke one? Anybody got that the curse of Lazarus in your Bible? You got the blessing of Abraham. That boy told me what blessing mean last night. That boy had a revelation that thing. He had looked it up in Greek. He's not here tonight either. I didn't write it down. Oh, goodness. I'll find him and get it for tomorrow night. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, a lot of folks try to spiritualize everything. They spiritualize it. You know, when we get to heaven, we're going to have... This man not talking about when you get to heaven. Listen. He clarified here in the 29th verse, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heir. Heirs to whatever Abraham had. Could you agree with that?
Yes.
Now, prior to going to a whole lot of other scriptures, the Spirit told me to augur my case from the point of showing you about Abraham. Turn to the... some things you have to do. Jesus tried to get the church to understand. See, that's some separation if you want this prosperity. You can't let... See, I talked about you about Jesus being Savior. And how many of y'all Jesus is your Savior? Hold your hand up. Don't do them jerk hand on me. If you're your Savior, you can hold your hand up a couple of hours because he's your Savior. All right? You can put your hand down. But I could attest to it. He's not all of you, all Lord. And you wouldn't hold your hand up so fast to say he's your Lord. Some will. Some are dared to and he's not. But the truth about the whole matter is if he's your Lord, everything you have is under his control. and he directs your life step by step, that's when he is your Lord. So you can determine whether he's your Lord or not tonight, and you can make him your Lord before you leave here. Amen. And put him in full control. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we talked about that. In dealing with Abraham, you know, Abraham's name was Abram before he became Abraham. But he said that the blessing, Christ redeemed us. Christ became poverty for us that we might be rich. And he said, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessings of Abraham. Everybody said that the blessings of Abraham. You know, somebody want to spiritualize and say, Abraham lived a long time, and Abraham had a child in his old age, and they call all that the blessing of Abraham. Well, I want to kill that cow tonight. I want to show you exactly one aspect of Abraham's life that you'll never be able to deny, that there was a financial blessing involved in that covenant and in the blessing that God said Christ died for you to have. Turn your Bible to Genesis. And I want to show you first in the 12th chapter of Genesis, I want to show you first, prosperity belongs to the body of Christ. Say that with me. And I'm a part of the body of Christ.
Therefore,
I'm coming out of debt.
I'm not
going to
barely get by.
My father said
I should have
more
than enough.
And you could say with persecution. You don't have to confess it, it'll come. What happened when you get tapping in on the word of God, your life become a mirror. And when people hair not combed right and they don't have their lipstick on straight, they like to break mirrors. Do you get that illustration? Yeah, see, you live in it and you're right there before them. They proclaim they're living it. And there you are always right before them, you living it, and you telling them you're lying. You're not. Because this, if you're living, this is the way you're supposed to be living. So they'll come against you. Sadly to say, the majority won't make it. Because it takes tenacity. It takes boldness. It takes separation. It takes denial. It takes singleness of purpose and singleness of mind. It takes no matter what nobody else says. I'm going with what my father said about me. In this world, people don't like that. So sadly to say, unless you rise up and determine that after this prosperity revival ends, you still going to let the truth that you heard be in your life, you'll never make it. Because some devil going to come along and try to preach it out of you. Oh, you fall back in commonplace. I'm not doing bad. You're not doing good either. Get out of the bill fight. Get in the blessing fight. You understand that statement? See, you get out of the bill fight, you're in the blessing fight, that means you got money now. You can bless. You're looking, instead of looking for how you're going to pay the bill, you're running around, riding around looking for who you can bless.
Yeah.
I tell you, the blessed fight is better than the bill fight. Now watch this, Abraham. Now here, see, here's some of the price you have to pay. I'm going to show you the price before I show you the goodies. In Genesis chapter 12, now the Lord has said unto Abram, how many with me? First three words he said to him. Get out of that company that believe in poverty. Until you get on your feet on the ground and get this thing to moving, stop inviting your unbelieving family to your house with all that doubt and unbelief on all holidays, and they're talking about how broke they are, and you say, oh man, I don't want to talk about this. Too late there. Put that spirit in your house. Separate yourself from them a while.
Amen.
Now that don't sound right, but the Lord Jesus did it. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Yeah, kinfolk can hold you down if they're not flowing in the right vein. Thank God my family coming in day by day. I have two brothers, my two sister-in-laws here, my little sister, my nieces, my nephews, glory to God. They stood back and looked a while, but it looked good for them. They went on dive in with me. Yeah, we all blessed now. Thank God. I tell you, you love to have your family with you, but sometimes you got to leave them for them to come. My sister-in-law, I'll tell you a story. She and her Baptist church satisfied, she thought, and messed around. Her sons came down and they joined. They went back home and said, we joined the church. You joined? She said, yeah, we're members of Uncle Leroy Church now. They heard truth, you know. Left them sitting back there, you know. And my brother, he stirred around in the yard. You see me, you know, he stirred around like an ant in the yard. My sister-in-law went in and looked for her usher dress. And she couldn't find it. You know, they wear them white dresses. She was going to her church and couldn't find her dress nowhere. The Holy Ghost hid her dress. And I tell you the truth. Hid her dress and then brought deliverance to her. And set her free. And now you couldn't get her in that dress no way you try, no way, no how. Because she found out the truth. Couldn't find the dress. And after she added up to God, she found it. I can tell you stories after stories how God got people out of tradition and set them free and got them rolling. Now their whole family here. Him, his two sons, his wife, grandbabies, everybody here. We're waiting to baptize them. Glory to God. God welcome miracle today with one of them for us. My nephew called me. The baby had swallowed something, you know. And my brother called me first, you know. And I was entertaining guests at my house, you know. And I told my brother, I said, let's take authority over this. The baby had swallowed something. I said, let's pray. Give me the baby name, I told him. And we prayed about it. A little side trip, better than the main trip. We'll get back to it. I said, let's pray about it. We prayed about it. And then he said, you know, I was going to call my nephew. I want to talk to him because he's his child. I talked to him. Did you have a revelation or something? No. I had talked to God about it. God take care of my family for me. I told God, I said, the doctor find that thing and get it out, that baby, in Jesus' name. So when I talked to my nephew, I said, nephew. He said, yeah. I said, everything all right. Let her go ahead on. It'll be fine. Well, about an hour and a half later, he called me with great excitement. He said, oh, everything fine. Hallelujah. Yeah, God take care of his own. Yeah, and when something go rough, my family call me. And they got good sense. My God, because I'm watching out for them. Hallelujah. Yeah, you want your kinfolk to come in, but sometimes you got to leave them. Yeah, they'll keep you in the dark. And from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Now that's what he's trying to do to us tonight. He's trying to get us in a land. I had a little book by David Crank. I can't find that book. I need to get another one. David Crank talks about how to come from the land of poverty to the land of prosperity. Yeah, God is trying to take us to a new land. That's why he called this prosperity revival. He's trying to take us from a ballot getting along God to a God who is more than enough. But I lack a God who is more than enough. I don't lack no ballot get along God. I served a ballot getting along devil. He kept me broke. You out there, you're going home. I got stuck on that. I will show thee. That I will show thee. That I will show thee. But the only way I will show thee, you come out. I can't show you unless you come out. Unless you come out, I can't show you. I just see and can't see. You know. Are you listening to me? And I will make, my goodness, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. And notice verse 3. You got your shouting clothes on? And I will bless them that bless thee. Yeah. And curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. My God, isn't that wonderful? Now, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. We read that, right? And then we read in that 14th verse in Galatians 3 that the blessing of Abraham. Right? Talk to a man. All right. Now notice in verse chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had and Lot with him, into the south. See, I know people don't quit reading when you quit, so I'll let them get it. I know they didn't quit. I know you didn't quit reading because you're looking for it. That is, you found it. I know they don't quit blowing. When you quit, they don't quit. They keep reading. They say, wait a minute, it might be something else here. Go ahead, right on and read. Fine. That's what I want you to do. Go ahead and read the next verse. Read it out loud. Listen. Fix your mouth to say rich. Say rich. Say it again. Rich. See, you don't even that word. It's not even, get it in your vocabulary. Say it. Rich. Say it again. I'm
rich.
Yeah. Say it again.
Rich.
Don't that sound wonderful? Huh? One more time.
Rich.
Boy, them poverty demons, mad as they can be, man. They say, whoa, they all hollering rich at the same time. Now say very rich.
Very rich.
Notice what they said about Abraham. I mean, they said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile. Well, I don't just want Abe healing. Thank God I got his healing. And I don't just want his lifestyle of faith broke. I want the healing, I want the faith, and I want the money that go along with it. Because I need money to live in this life. And he's talking about when he's saying rich, he's not talking about he's very healthy. He didn't say he's very healthy. Did it? When you think about rich, what you think about?
Money.
I thought I appreciate a few of you all. When you talk about rich, you say a person rich. Do you think about they never been to the hospital? Huh?
No.
When they say a person rich, do you think about, oh, they must be an older person?
No.
Oh, what do you think about?
Money.
Rich goes along with what?
Money.
I organ my case. So undoubtedly, the blessings of Abraham, one aspect of that blessing is prosperity. Because then the Holy Ghost said to us tonight, not only was Abraham rich, but the Holy Ghost emphasized, listen, this boy didn't have a little richness. The Holy Ghost wasn't. We're going to find out in the next few verses. Say the man was
rich.
Listen. I'm kidding, Abraham.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff running our family.
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Are you working on fully receiving it?
Yes.
You better believe it. You better believe it. I tell you what, this church will never, never be a broke church.
Amen.
This congregation, you're not going to be broke because I'm going to stay right in your chest. You're not going to be broke. I'm not going to permit you to be broke hanging around here living below your covenant. You broke, I'm going to preach to you till you think rich. And you start thinking rich and then things going to start happening in your life. You're going to start prospering. Now persecution going to come behind. But that's all right. I can stand persecution. Don't like it, but I can stand it. I'd rather be, well, you're going to be persecuted if you're broke. Now notice this now. And Abram was Very rich. Watch this now. Wait a minute. In health.
No.
What? Cattle. Well, somebody said, well, he had a lot of cows, you know. And then he goes on and said, in
silver.
Now you're going to talking, boy. Silver. Then let's go a little higher. And gold. Why would the Holy Ghost give such an explicit M.O. on Abram? So we can read Galatians 3:13 and 14 and come back and see really what right of it belonged for us. That's why the Lord did that. He was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. That knocked every lying theologian out the boat. Because they're going to come and figure it out and just figure our blessing out this verse if they could. But the Holy Ghost made sure. The Holy Ghost said, I want you to put in there silver and gold.
Yeah.
So they can't argue with it.
Yeah.
Now notice, you got your shower clothes on, right?
Yeah.
All right, notice verse 5 and 6. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds. Goodness. And tents. You see that? Flocks, herds, tents. And the land was not able to bear them. That they might dwell together. I wonder why them boys couldn't stay together. Boy, I hear you now. Getting a hold of you now, man. I hear a rumbling in you. It got a rumbling going in. Yeah, that old dead fish dead gone now. For their substance was great so that they could not dwell together. And you know, you do yourself justice to this. For their substance was so great. For their substance was so great. Write in your Bible that somewhere and put soul before great. Just have soul on both sides if you want. For their substance was so great, or you just put it on one side, take it off that side of God and put it on the other side, and give it a little more impact. For their substance was so great that they could not dwell together. I like it to say it that way. Can you see it? For their substance was so great, instead of soul being on the other side, put it on this side. For their substance was so great. Now somebody talk about, well, that substance, what the man told you, cattle, silver, gold, herds, what else? Flocks and tents. I want you to know all of those things are revenue. Now, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse, that the blessing of Abraham, so if he said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through faith. We living by faith. The just shall live by faith. The blessing of Abraham is ours. Includes godly prosperity. How many can see that? How many want your portion? How many going to do what you got to take to get your portion? How many of y'all going to stop living badly, getting by? I'm through with that. I've been better getting by, and I'm not that better getting by, and I didn't like better getting by, and I like this side here. Wait, I'm not through with you yet. Now, you leave now if you don't want to enter into the realm of where you're missing it at. Everybody like that silver and that gold and them tents and flocks. Man, that sound good. Everybody, ain't nobody stupid enough to be contrary about that. But Abe had some things he was doing to cause these things to come. First of all, when the Lord tell him to leave somewhere, he just said, all right, see y'all later. But I want you to see something here. I love it. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm a preacher. Look in the 14th chapter and the 19th verse. In the 7th, and the king of Sodom went, look in the 17th verse. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, or whatever you want to call it, and of the king that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And you go ahead and leave now. Run. Run on out of here. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God. Listen about the God now. The Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemy into thy hand. Whoop! Whoop! Everybody say whoop!
Whoop!
What Abe did? He did what? He gave tithes of all. Oh, I see. So I see why Abram was so rich. He was tied up with God's laws of prosperity. The Bible said he was very rich. But when he met that priest, he gave him tithes of all. That means he gave him 10% of everything he had. He had a song out when I was out in the street. All the thrill is gone, baby. All the thrill is gone now. I think B.B. King used to sing that. Bring that guitar and say, all the thrill is gone. You see, you have to understand. You have to release it to receive it. You have to give it to get it. If you just can get that understanding, you just get the understanding that you have to follow God's law. Don't live your life all the way down here, barely getting by. Get in on the system.
Amen.
And Abraham give how much?
All.
Tithes of all. Mark that in your Bible. Augur with that. Now look in the 22nd verse. Well, look in the 21st verse. After he said, and he gave him tithes of all. And you see, you have to cannot contaminate your wealth. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the portion and take the goods to thyself. Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latch, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Abe said, I'm getting mine from the Lord.
Amen.
Then he told him, let's just feed them boys and take care of that. Now, that's two or three things I've showed you about prosperity. And I want to, and we know you're talking about he that loveth silver, and who that loveth silver should not be satisfied with silver. No, he that loveth abundance will increase. That's covetousness. That's the world way. But we got a God type of prosperity. Amen?
Amen.
Now, turn with me into Proverbs chapter 10, and I'll tell you what we're going to look in a few moments. I want to keep plugging at the things. We have only two more nights. And I'm not hearing the Lord say nothing else. I don't hear nothing else. We got two more nights. I'm not hearing nothing but vacation, vacation, vacation. It's a revelation, vacation. Leo let me off when he talked to Emma. So I never hug him for doing it. I'm going to hug Emma because I believe she made a decision. Proverbs chapter 10. You know, covetousness. We talked about money cometh and money coveted. It's different. Covetousness is you're just trying to get it any way you could. You steal, you lie, you cheat, you do anything you could to get it. That's covetousness. But I asked last night, now maybe we got somebody here new tonight that really had a revelation of this. But I asked last night, no one could lift a hand. I talked to my minister friends today. They say they never heard anyone say it. They're all pastors in churches. I even asked a lady in class with the minister this morning. I said to her, ma'am, have you ever said, she was kind of fishing around that thing. You know, she didn't want to just act right, say she didn't say it. You know, I kept working with her, you know. I had mercy on her, but I just told the woman, go on, add it up. You never said it before. But she just beating all around the bush, you know. I said, ma'am, have you ever said money coming before? She said, well, I said, ma'am. We talk about money fly away. Money really goes. God, I don't have no money. I'm always broke. Maybe one of these days I'll find me some money. You know, and you're waiting for the Roman yo to come along who rich. If he ain't got the law of prosperity in him, he ain't gonna have nothing. He gonna front you. He gonna take you out to them nice restaurant. Boy, y'all gonna be eating. He gonna be tipping them people big. When you finally get married, say, honey, now I really got $240. And I mean $73,000 worth of debt. You know, he don't have nothing, just a front. Now, my wife knew I was broke. She just loved me. She couldn't help herself. I'll take you broke and all. What I was talking about, Ronald? I mean, you know, let me get off my subject. I'll drive to the point. What was it? Yeah. If there's someone here, prior to the revelation, you said in your lifetime, money coming. You know, I believe I can go over to the United States and ask that question. I've read a lot of prosperity books. I've read John Avezzini's book. I've read other men who really teach on prosperity various ways. But I've heard them say it all around different ways, but never heard anyone say money coming. Isn't that something? And I mean, look like it's sample words. I mean, broke as we have been, like somebody should have said money coming. Something about money headed that way or something. What I like about godly prosperity, there's a joy with it. There's a peace with it. I'm not a God robber. So I have freedom to enjoy. She said, the Bible said, give us freely all things to enjoy. But worldly prosperity brings sorrow with it. Because you got to worry about who's going to get it, how, what the economic system, it don't make no difference. God is those in whom walking in his ways, he is their souls. Now you ready for this? In Proverbs chapter 10, God's word clearly teaches us the God kind of prosperity will enable us to prosper in every area of our life. All right? Now, in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Come on. Come on. The blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Rich without sorrow. Must be joy be with it. Amen? How many see that? The blessing of the Lord maketh what?
Rich.
Maketh what?
Rich.
Rich. And add no sorrow with it. Lord don't mind you being blessed. You know, I say rich is a full supply. Amen? Y'all here? You're going home on me. Well, if the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow with it, what caused so many rich folk to be sorrowful? Turn to 1 Timothy 6:10. Let the Bible answer. Now we're going to really see this verse in the right perspective. Instead of some preacher preaching it to us, telling us, be broke now, because money will ruin you. Where do sorrow come from? For the love of money. Now, here it is. See, because it's rising up in me. He got a lot of broke folk love money. Watch my finger now. I'm pointing at the whole congregation, and you probably one of them. Because there's a love of money if you're not tied in. I don't care what church you're in now. See, I'm not trying to get the, I'm trying to get my congregation to tie, because I'm trying to get them off this chain gang that can burn up at any time. See? But you know, we often want to point at somebody else. Boy, they love money. Well, something must be wrong with you. If you're not given in God's program like you should, and you're a child of God, you proclaim that you're saved by Christ, you love money too. And you trust that money more than you trust God. I got two amen and one half a hallelujah. But it's the truth. See, the love of money, see, this is where the sorrow come in. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some what? Coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, you got to remember what we read in Proverbs. Go back there, Proverbs 10:22, wasn't it? Listen, the blessing of the Lord maketh what?
Rich.
And what happened? And no sir, because the blessing of the Lord will not cause you to err from the faith. It'll put you right in the middle of faith, because you begin to do what pleased God, and faith is what pleased God.
Amen.
Those who are not walking in the will of God, you are erring from the faith.
Yes.
And that's why you're being pierced with many sorrows, and being pierced with all those debt and stuff. You're not giving God what you got. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's deal with the get rich quick scheme. You remember I told you me and my wife went all down on the other side of Slidell. Man, we were tired being broke. So the man wrote the letter and said they're going to give us some good stuff. Well, I don't know what they said they're going to give us. Whatever it did, it sounds good. I'll drive them fast. Now, I haven't been by myself. Some of y'all have been to some of those things. And just look ahead and smile real big. And I like you say, I wouldn't do that. Oh, no. Yeah, some of y'all have been. Y'all have answered them letters and all kind of chain letters and all kind of stuff. You know, just send this letter to somebody else, you're going to have $3 million by the end of the month. How many of y'all ever received one of them letters, the chain letters? Yeah. I'm not going to ask who mailed it. I didn't. And you didn't get the money if you mailed it either. So how you know? I just know. Proverbs chapter 28. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I told my wife, now, honey, I'm just going to preach an hour tonight. I lied. I'm just warming up an hour about up. I mean, I've been preaching an hour and a half solid every night, and I've just been floating right along, see, floating right along. So much the Lord won't get over to the body of Christ. Amen? And it hasn't been hard on us, has it? No, because we preach and sing a little song and get right on out of here. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got a warmth coming up on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just preaching it. I'm just enjoying preaching it. I'm telling you. I'm preaching myself happy.
Yeah.
Listen, it's get rich quick scheme. And you know, gambling. Casino. Christian, spin the wheel. Why are Christians in there spinning the wheel on them boats? I hope you're not here tonight, because I'm finna ride you upon it. Why are Christians gambling when the Father has provided a sure thing? Why are Christians late at night sneaking on their boat? They want something. What they want?
Money.
That's what they want. Money. They're not going there to lose. They're going there. The Lord won't mind. I just don't want pastor to see me. I might go one night. You know, just walk on the boat. Get me a Coke or something. Just walk over the boat. Say, hey, how y'all doing? You don't know what night I'm coming. Probably put the Lord tied on that table. My wife and I preached for a friend of mine in Las Vegas. We had to go back in January. They had us staying in a pyramid-type hotel. Instead of having elevator, what you call those things? Inclinators. You go up side, kind of the side, you know. And I passed through hundreds, probably 1,000 of machines, people pulling them. You know, I never had a temptation to grab one. You know why? I wasn't broke. I could buy, eat, go where I wanted to go. See, because God had me blessed. Now, if I was a broke preacher, I believe I'd have put one of them levers, man. You know, broke preacher, man, broke, man, and them leaving them, I hear them thinking, I probably, you know, if I was a broke, stupid preacher, didn't know my right, I'd have pulled that lever. Because he wanted some
money.
Quick money. That's what I talk to me. Quick money. That's what we're talking about. Quick money. Now, you know, a lot of Christians gamble. A lot of Christians gamble. And the reason Christians are gambling, not that they're such a bad Christian, they're just so broke. And they won't hit the jackpot. And I've been talking about the jackpot the last 2 weeks. I'm trying to tell you how to get the jackpot. You follow what I'm saying? A sure thing with God. It'll take you a while now. You're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be the order at the mic and pick it up at the window. Take a little longer than that. But if you order it and keep sucking around the window, finally the windows of heaven will open up, pull you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. Just order and just keep sucking around the window. Money coming. Say it again.
Money coming.
Say it again.
Money coming.
Yeah, yeah. If you are financially stable and you do love God, I know you love God, you would never think about going to a casino. Repent. Christian has no business gambling. No business on them ungodly boats. But wine, whiskey, and fast women, and fast men. Prostitute. And what do you call them men? Gigolo. Governor we had, he just got him, yet. This is last time. Amen. I'm praying for him every morning now. You know, I got to pray for my official, but man, shucks. Man, we didn't need this stuff in here. We got enough junk in here now. Well, so much for that. Amen. Let me get back to work in here. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Boy, somebody said in the breath, I ain't gonna gamble no more. Somebody said, man, how do Rev know that? Well, I might have been planning on going tonight when they leave you. Yeah. You be on there one night. Down you go. Well, all I'm going to do is come with Dr. Jack and let him check you. Call Lewis and let him pick you up. That's the doctor and the undertaker. I'm not going to even pray. I'm not. All I said, get back in the car and say, I hope they made it. All right. Get rich quickly. I'm going to deal with it from the Bible. Chapter 28. Yeah. Chapter 28. Man, I was going, but I ain't going now. Somebody said, man, I'm staying off that boat. Notice the 22nd verse of the 28th chapter of Proverbs. He that hasteth to be rich has an evil eye, and considers not that poverty shall come upon him. Yeah, it's in there. Read it again. It's in there. You see that get rich quick scheme. Huh? You had Proverbs 28, aren't you? Notice the 16th verse. The prince that wanteth understand is also a great oppressor. But he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. Well, it's a whole lot in this Bible, isn't it? My goodness. Now, how many of you all really wore your shouting clothes? Huh? I got 16 more minutes. How many of y'all really wore your shouting clothes? How many of the Holy Ghost really show you something good? Huh?
Yeah.
You appreciate it?
Yeah.
All right, turn to Isaiah 48. Boy, I tell you, this is not shouting territory. I might shout by myself. I'm telling you, the Lord put everything we need in this book. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 48. Everybody got the 48th chapter? Because I don't want you to miss it when I read it. Because I want you to know it's in there. Isaiah 48, 17. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee the prophet. Hey, glory to God. That's what he's been doing all the week. That's what he's doing in this revival. He's teaching you how to profit. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's what he's been doing all the week. He want to teach you how to get it spiritually legitimate. That's what he been doing. That's what he been doing Al, all the week. That's what he been doing, Leo. That's what he been doing, David, all the week. Yeah. He's been, last week, he's been teaching us how to profit.
Yeah.
My goodness. Listen to this. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am. He won't make a mistake, know who he is. It's not Paul, John, John, none of them. He said, I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Not at the casino, at the church. The church where you ought to get your prosperity. You don't have to go looking for it nowhere else. The church, the preachers ought to preach to you a God of prosperity, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Somebody said, where are you going? I'm going to church and get prosperous. That's where I'm going. I'm headed to the prosperous place. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord is teaching us how to do what?
Profit.
Profit. Yeah. That's in there. Well, a God who wants you poor wouldn't teach you how to profit. Or maybe read, it's a P, maybe the Lord, it's the Lord that teaches us how to be poor. And put up with it. Be satisfied now. You're going to heaven. Be satisfied. Be poor and smart. No, you see, a God who teaches us how to what?
Profit.
What would you think you're talking about? All these scriptures we've gone over. You know, talking about prosperity. It is the Lord thy God who giveth thee power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant upon the earth. Good measure. Press down. Shaken together. Running over. Exceedingly. Above. All. Prove me not, said the Lord, if I were not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you that you won't have room to receive. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. The Lord is my shepherd. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Watch this. He nourishes my head with oil. Everything covered. I have the blood of Jesus on me. Everything covered. All of my needs are met. Hallelujah. Well, give us some dancing music. Glory to God. Get on up here quick. Well, get on up here quick. Where y'all? What up? Well, glory to God. Blessed going in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the country. Oh, hallelujah. I wish somebody would help me dance. Glory to God. I wish somebody would help me dance. Oh, my poverty days are over. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. It's over. Y'all get up there and say something. Hurry up. Get up there and say something. I tell you what, we'll dance every demon out of here. I'm not going to be broke no more. I got the revelation from God's holy written word that my Father teaches me how to profit.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost got a hold of you tonight. Yeah, you've been kind of holding back, you know. You're sitting there, but the Holy Ghost got on you tonight. That's why you come on out. He gonna keep getting on you. Get on all you. You can't hang around stuff like this without him coming on you. That was the Holy Ghost on you. Yeah. Sick them all, Holy Ghost. He said, the little children are praising me. Yeah. I ain't gonna never stop y'all from praising him. Go ahead and praise him. I tell y'all, yeah, whenever you want, come on through. Now, you know why I'm fumbling around, huh? When the Holy Ghost go to moving.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, I don't know, but I've been extremely blessed preaching this thing. I don't know how much blessed you were hearing it. But God has said some things that I just can't even think about not being in my Father's will in everything. Wonderful Jesus. Yeah, that's conviction rolling on you. Because you know you're not there. I've told you about it more than one time. But you still go back to the old ways. This time I want you to keep a hold of it. Because I could have had you further than what you are. But you dab each time you hear about it. And then you back right on back out and you're complacent. You don't stick with it. That's a place that I'm trying to bring you, that I want to bring all my children. If you yield to my spirit, to my word, and to my way,
So hear my voice tonight. This thing was called just for you. To show you inside out my word on prosperity. That you may rise above the world standard. And walk in your covenant privileges that I have provided for you. Along with it come my joy, my peace, and my contentment. Yea, it may not, will not, probably not happen swiftly. But if you be consistent, the next time this kind of revival come around, you'll be able to testify of the good thing that the Lord has done for you. Be not condemned, for it has been the norm. But I don't want you to live in the norm anymore. I want you to pull out the slack and move in the realm of the supernatural. I am Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. I'm El Shaddai. I'm the Almighty God. Take those things that you've heard and begin to apply them to your life daily. And you will see a change instantly. But finally, I'll bring you out and bring you in too. You'll be glad. No more have any reason to be sad, but you'll be glad, 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 glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, take it for what it was. Craving days are over. That's all I heard. Craving. Well, you see, you don't have to crave for what you already have. Craving days are over. You don't have to look and say, oh, if I could. Those days are over if you take what she has said and apply what you have heard. You understand when they say craving days are over? No lack. No want. Give your tithes up front. I've created an atmosphere in this place for prosperity. For everyone. Turn it not down. Turn it not down. Turn it not down. For as you stand here this very night, I'm in the process of turning it around. Yeah, days that has been shall not be no more. But in the future, it will be bright as you go. So stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. Because I'm not through yet. I want to give you more. Oh, glory to God. Heaven best has already passed your test. The price has been paid. The foundation is laid. Move out now and build your castle. The foundation is already laid.
Hallelujah.
life blessing sometimes comes almost in a sudden. Life blessing comes sometime almost in a sudden. You'll be walking along about your father's business with your head down in the business. When you look up, the father hand will be in your face and said you have run the race. All of a sudden, you know, time with God mean nothing. You're walking along in your father's business, and all of a sudden you walk right up and you'll be in the father's face. And he says, all right, you have run your race. Running your race is not just for going to heaven. No, there are certain places you get, the Lord said, it's the finishing line. Come on, cross, and receive your prize. Hey, Priscilla, 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 you got to see it. You got to see it with the eyes of your spirit. Look, look, it's there for you. Take it now. Don't let no one turn you around. Yay, people, so come on, nah, nah. I heard this word. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. Say it.
It's a privilege.
Provided for me.
Provided for me.
By my father.
By my father.
Oh my. Oh my, 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 my. Shh. Oh my. Goodness. Yeah, out of debt. Out of debt. Out of debt. Oh yeah, I hear it, Lord. $1 on the other side of out of debt is prosperity. Yes, $1 on the other side of debt. So when you get the debt's paid and got $1 over, you're in prosperity. Yeah. Because you can do what you want with that dollar. Oh, no man anything but to love him. Yeah. Well, what time all this started? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
How many of y'all got preached a good tonight? Yeah! It's truth, too. He'll do it for you. Well, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night to top this.
Dr. Leroy Thompson is the president and founder of Ever Increasing Word Ministries, an outreach ministry of the Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. For more information on this dynamic teaching ministry, visit our website at www.eiwm.org. Or you can write Dr. Thompson at P.O. Box 7, Darrow, Louisiana, 70725.